250 Ghanaian students who leave for Cuba today to study in different fields of medicine. The students selected from deprived areas across the country will be away for 6 years. At a dinner last night in their honor, Vice President John Mahama charged them to exhibit characters that reflect the ideals of the country they are coming from. Pascaline Adadivo was there for Radio Ghana.
Vice President John Dramani Mahama led a delegation to Cuba in March last year to sign a number of agreements in areas of assistance and cooperation. The training of the 250 young men and women was part of those agreements. The students are made up of graduates who will be pursuing postgraduate training in specialized fields of medical science and senior high school students. So far, 1,200 Ghanaians have studied in Cuba in the past 20 years. Cuba, in spite of the challenge of being under sanctions from the United States for so many years, has survived and has very cordial relations with Ghana. Vice President John Mahama was very excited to see one of the many agreements come into fruition within a short period. He charged the students to make the utmost of the rare opportunity offered them to make the country proud.
Let me say how happy I am. Last year in March, I led a delegation to Cuba, and one of the important agreements we came back with was an agreement with the Cuban government to train 250 young Ghanaians in the medical sciences. And so we have been working at it since then. We signed the protocol, and today, if you go into the public services of Ghana, more chances than not, you're likely to meet a Cuban-trained graduate holding a very responsible position.
Deputy Minister of Health Robert Joseph Metonunu noted that the greatest asset that Cuba exports to the world is service to mankind. He encouraged the students to take up that spirit of service during their study period.
I also want to acknowledge that, but for the very far-reaching discussions held by His Excellency, the Acting President in Cuba last year, we would never have had this opportunity of increasing the number of Ghanaian students going to study in Cuba. To the other younger SSS graduates going, I would say, look at your seniors. It is our hope and prayer that you will not bury your talents in Cuba, that you will learn assiduously, make Ghana proud, and come back with all the knowledge to work in the Ghana medical field to improve quality of life and service.
George Nicholas is the Cuban ambassador to Ghana. He assured parents of the students of good care, urging them to adjust as soon as they arrive.
So you will be in the universities in Cuba, you will find another culture, another country, you will find another people, but at the same time, you will start a trip to your future. And all we ask from you is to take this opportunity to graduate, to study, to graduate, and to come back to Ghana to serve your own people, so you will not be completely unknown there. We offer our love also with the studies, but at the same time, you must be Ghanaian 100%. You must be yourself there.
A minute of silence was observed for one of the students who had passed on. With a spirit of patriotism, the students pledged their loyalty through the song. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevu, Accra.
Some of the students expressed excitement about the scholarship offered them. They hope to make the best use of it.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. They've been giving this opportunity to go to Cuba to study medicine. And I'm promising Ghana that when I go, I'll study very, very hard. And when I come back, I'll serve them as they want me to do.
Oh, I'm very, very excited. Because this is an opportunity that I never thought I had. That by God's grace, thank God I'm part. He helped me to pass my exam, secondary school exam. And I am part. I know I'll become a wonderful doctor.
Where are you coming from?
I'm from Upper East Boga. Yes, I'm also very good. It's a very good opportunity. For me, I applied for medicine and legs, but I didn't get it. And applying it and I'm getting it, finally my dream of becoming a doctor will be realized. So I hope that as the government has promised, next time we'll get more people so that as well as doing well in their work, we'll be able to get more people to go and learn and come and study like that.
I'm excited. I can't really use words to describe my excitement. It's a big joy for me and a dream come true. One of the things in life I really wanted to do was to learn Spanish, so it's like a dream come true to learn and study in the Spanish language. It's a big opportunity and I'm really grateful to the government and all those involved in getting this dream come true.
You heard some beneficiary students who will be leaving for Cuba today to study medicine.